Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting really granular, focusing on, well, local commerce through just one document, a directory entry for Stone Creek Farm.
Yep, and our mission is basically to pull apart the single listing to understand everything we can about this farm, what they do, where they are, and their place in Dunlap, Tennessee.
It's kind of a unique source challenge, and what's really interesting right off the bat, before we even get to the farm, is the source itself.
Oh yeah, that was something. You're looking at this Dunlap, Tennessee farm listing, and right there next to it are listings for, like, Villa Deja Blue in Cozumel.
And La Cocina de Silvia, top Cozumel news. It's honestly a bit jarring.
It really is. It kind of perfectly captures the weirdness of the modern internet, doesn't it? Local farms next to international vacation spots.
Exactly. It shows you right away that even a small local farm like Stone Creek has to somehow stand out in this, well, global digital clutter.
No kidding. They need a clear identity, so let's nail that down first.
Okay, so the business is Stone Creek Farm.
Yeah.
Category-wise, they're listed under local farms and CSA programs. Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
The owner listed is Laura Jones, and the contact info seems solid. A phone number, 423-661-5629, and an email. StoneCreekBlueberries@gmail.com.
Standard stuff. But the location, 1112 Wilmoth Road, Dunlap, Tennessee, the listing adds a crucial detail.
The description part.
Exactly. It points out it's on a historic family property in the, quote, scenic Sequatchie Valley.
And that's the hook, isn't it? That phrasing, historic, scenic, it immediately tells you they're selling more than just, you know, produce.
Precisely. They're selling the experience, the heritage, the place itself. It's agritourism 101.
Yeah, it signals a shift from just farming commodities to actually monetizing the whole setting, the beauty, the history.
Which definitely requires a different way of operating. And that leads us straight into their main offering, the U-Pick experience.
Right. And this is where you see that operational mindset really kick in. The logistics are tight.
Very.
If you want U-Pick blueberries, their main thing, you've got this super narrow window. It's only Wednesday and Saturday mornings.
And only in June.
Yeah, just June, 8:00 p.m. That's it.
That kind of limited schedule tells you a lot. Probably peak ripeness, managing crowds, maybe staffing, and definitely high demand for a short season.
It makes sense. But here's the really critical piece for anyone listening who might want to go.
Let me guess the tickets.
Exactly. It says very clearly, field tickets must be reserved in advance. You can't just roll up.
Yeah, that's probably the most important operational detail in the whole listing. It's not just suggested, it's required.
Why do you think that's so crucial for them, beyond just knowing numbers?
Well, think about it. Predictability. It avoids having, you know, huge crowds descend all at once, maybe overwhelming the parking or the available ripe fruit.
Ah, okay, so it manages expectations. People with tickets know they have a spot.
Right, and it protects the farm itself. Less chaos, less potential damage to a historic property, maybe less staffing needed for crowd control. It's efficient.
It's like applying event management logic to farming.
Pretty much. It's smart. Now, compare that to the flowers.
Right. They also have U-Pick flowers. How's that handled?
It's much looser, based on availability, and they say check social media for updates. So, more flexible there.
Okay, so less intense demand, maybe?
Right.
Or just a longer blooming season?
Could be both. And the transaction is simpler, too. They provide clippers, a cup, and it's $12 per cup, flat rate.
Nice little add-on business. And speaking of transactions, getting paid seems pretty important to them. They cover all the bases.
Oh, yeah. Cash, credit card, and Venmo and PayPal.
That's pretty comprehensive for a farm stand, isn't it? Venmo and PayPal.
It absolutely is. It screams, we want to make this easy for you, but, you know, from a business perspective.
What's the catch?
Well, managing four different payment streams, cash, card swipes, Venmo feeds, PayPal accounts, that adds a layer of, let's say, administrative complexity, bookkeeping nightmare potentially.
Ah, right. Reconciliation fees.
Exactly. So they're clearly prioritizing making it super easy for the customer, maybe even over making it simple for themselves internally. Tells you how competitive things are. People expect easy digital payments everywhere now.
Even in a blueberry field. Good point. Okay, so beyond picking things fresh, how do they extend their season or product line?
They've got value-added products,
mm-hmm.
which is smart, stretches the income beyond just the fresh season.
Makes sense. What kind of things?
The expected stuff, like blueberry jams, and they also sell pre-picked blueberries. Probably for people who don't want to pick themselves.
Okay.
But then they have some clever ones, too. Pancake mix and blueberry sugar.
Blueberry sugar. Now, that's interesting. Takes a seasonal fruit and turns it into a like a specialty pantry item you can use anytime.
Exactly. Great value add. And yeah. They don't just rely on people coming out to Willamette Road. They take these products to the community.
How so? Where else can you find their stuff?
They sell at the Dunlap Farmers Market, that's in Harris Park, Saturdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. during the season. Right. So they capture that market traffic too.
Smart. Reaching people where they already are. And their community connection seems to go deeper than just sales, right? There's something about charity.
Yeah, and it's very specific. They tie it directly to the You Pick Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
For every cup of flowers someone picks and buys.
Let me guess, a portion goes somewhere.
Yep. $1 is donated to the Next Step Resource Center. It's transparent, linked to a specific action, gives people another reason to buy the flowers, feels good.
That's a really nice touch, very direct community support. But their role in the community goes even further, almost into, like, event hosting.
Right. This was maybe the most surprising detail. The listing mentions the farm hosted an event called the Tennessee's Great Valley Cruising Tour Puzzle Run.
A cruising tour puzzle run? What even is that? Sounds like cars involved.
Almost certainly. Like a scenic drive, maybe for classic cars or bikes, with clues or stops along the way, a scavenger hunt on wheels. And Stone Creek Farm was one of those stops, or maybe even the endpoint.
So wait, they're using their scenic historic farm, not just for farming, but as a venue.
Right.
For a car rally type thing.
Seems like it. It featured stands from local farmers and artisans, too, according to the source. So they turned the farm into a sort of mini festival spot for this event.
Wow. That's a whole different business model layered on top of the blueberries and flowers.
It really is. Think about the logistics of that. Insurance, parking for potentially lots of vehicles, managing crowds for something totally unrelated to picking fruit. It positions them as a regional destination, a community hub.
So pulling all this together, the strict blueberry tickets, the Venmo, the blueberry sugar, and hosting car tours. Stone Creek Farm sounds incredibly organized.
Highly organized. It's like a case study in modern agritourism. You've got the historic charm, but it's run with really tight 21st century logistics and a diversified strategy.
It really shows how far small farms have had to evolve, doesn't it? It's not just about growing stuff anymore.
Not at all. Success seems to hinge on clear communication, like those ticket rules, smooth operations, digital savvy, and really embedding yourself in the local community and even regional tourism. All those details in the listing point to a very professional operation.
And thinking about that puzzle run again, hosting an event like that, bringing in other vendors, That's a significant investment of time and resources, surely.
Absolutely. It shifts focus. It suggests that maybe, just maybe, the real profit or the strategic advantage isn't just in the harvest itself anymore.
Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener, to consider. When you see a farm investing heavily in hosting non-agricultural events, like a cruising tour.
Yeah, does it mean that to really thrive today, a local farm almost has to become an entertainment venue or a community event space first, and a place that grows food second? Where's the primary business focus shifting?
Is the experience now more valuable than the crop itself? Something to definitely think about next time you're booking a UPIC slot online. Okay, that's our time for this deep dive. Hopefully you feel like you've got a really good handle on Stone Creek Farm now, and maybe a little more insight into what makes modern agritourism work.